Okay, just to sum up and try to add a little nekuda to Mises Habal. Yesterday we had two ways of learning Mises Habal. Why Mises Habal is matir a woman. So in one way, Mises Habal, that it's a matir. It's something which comes and is matir har. And one way to learn is that Mises Habal works because if there's no Baal, Memela, she's not an Eishes Ish. It works Memela. It's a very fine line of difference between them. The Nafkamina, the Harai, it's a fine line. The Nafkamina they have to come up with is Eishes Elio. Eishes Elio is Mutter. There's a case where the husband didn't die, there was no death. But the fact that there is no Baal, that is the thing that is matir. I would just to illustrate it for those who have a hard time. I would compare it. If this helps you, it helps you. If not, forget it. But I would compare it. We had once the clare by an Eved Ivri who works for 6 years. An Am Evriya works for 6 years. We had two ways to learn. At the end of 6 years, is it a yitzia? That you're an Eved forever. At the end of 6 years, is it a yitzia? Or is the pshat that you're an Eved Ivri for 6 years, and the 6 years ends, mamela you go free. Well, there's one thing is that's mamela, one thing is that it's yitzia. Same thing with Mises Habal. You can say Mises Habal, it's yitzia, it's a matir, it's something that, there's a woman's an Eishes Ish, and then the Mises Habal is matir, you can learn, no, she's an Eishes Ish, as long as there's a husband. If there's no husband, mamela she's mutter. Not because there's a matir, just mamela she's mutter, no husband, she's not an Eishes Ish. So these are the two ways that we had yesterday.
No. Because
the shaita also could become my seisha. She says, "There's no."
She wouldn't be able to come and look at it that time.
Yeah, but that's because by get she needs to be able to accept a get. She doesn't have to accept Mises Habal. We know Ketana goes out Mises Habal. Basically, the Trumas Hadeshen said that Eishes Elio is Taka Muteres, and the Pnei Yeshua and Rav Shimon Rav Chanan all said, no, HaGemara's Maskana is that we learn Mises Habal from Get, just like Get is a Matir, the same thing Mises Habal is a Matir. And L'chayr, they're right. It's funny to say the Trumas Hadeshen is a Rishon. And to say we have three achrayim that say to beferish gemara fakaret, so it's all we learn how to get, so it's a matir. That's the way it seems. The Trumas Hadeshen says that Eishes Elio is mutter. That since she has no husband, the husband's not in existence, she's mutter. Yeshua, Bachanan, Shimon all say fakaret. Just to defend the Trumas Hadeshen a little bit, if you learn the Marsha on Tosfos. On Taisis, Dibra Maschel Ella, I'm not going to go through the Masha now, but if you learn the Masha learns that in the Maskana, you don't need the Gzeres HaKasus to be Matir. Fia Emes, you don't need it. Fia Emes, you go back to the original Svara of Huasra of Usharsa. And that seems, the Masha seems to be like the Trumas Hadeshen, that you don't need the Gzeres HaKasus in the Maskana. So there's at least the Trumas Hadeshen is not alone. The Marsha learned up the Gemara like Trumas Hadeshen.
Why?
In what way?
In Mises Habal. If it's a lack of bialis, then even though he didn't die, there was no Mises Misa, but since he's the Ruchim is like a thing,
right.
So there's no bialis, the Ruchim is like a thing. So that's why she's not there. But if you need a Mises Misa, there was no Mises Misa, so she's still not there.
Okay, that's good. If you need a ma'aseh misa to be ma'at to her, you see, they're holding. You need you're calling a ma'aseh misa. Yeah, he knows you need the actual misa to be ma'at to her, and he says that's the mashmais. We learn how to get that. Just like get is something which happens a ma'aseh get, which is ma'at to her. So misa also, it's like a ma'aseh misa.
The of the that he doesn't need the ma'aseh misa. He just needs. For it to be a lack of
bialis. Lack of
bialis. So
100%. That's what Trumas Hadeshen says. And in Svara, it's very good. That what they tie on him is that it doesn't fit with the Sugya. It fits with the beginning of the Sugya, Svarahu, Huasra, Husharsa. That just because there's no Baal Mamelia Mutter, it fits with the beginning. That Taina is not a Svara Taina. Svara, you're right. Truth doesn't make sense. The Taina is that in the Maskana, the Gemara learns it out of a Iskish Misa L'Gerishim, a Gerishim Shari of Gemeres, a Misa Shari of Gemeres. That Limud is Mashma, that Misa is like Yet, which means you require a Misa Misa, just like you need a Misa Yet. So that Taina is more from the Shaklitaria than from Svara. Or either Hokish Leged, or you learn out of Penyamas Melchama. Either way, the Gemara doesn't stay with the Svara that the Gemara started with originally. Originally, Gemara says the Svara is not around. She's not Ishish. The Pashas of Gemara is that the Gemara Charata from that, the Kasha from Arayas.
Yeah, even
if it's Ged, it's easier. But even if it was Penyamas Melchama. Right, the Reb Shimon makes from this a nekuda that's nageya to lahalacha. No offense to Tashis Eliyahu, but I don't know if she ever asked the shayla. So he asks his kasha, which sounds in the beginning like a joke. He asks, since Misa's a matir like get, so just like get and kedushin needs edus l'kiyume. He's able to see the get, see the kedushin, in order for the get to be a get, the kedushin to be a kedushin. So Reb Shimon asks, the Mises HaBaal should also need Eidus L'Kiyume. He should also, if Eidim see him die, she's Motor. If Eidim don't see him die, she's not Motor. Why doesn't it need Eidus L'Kiyume? And why is the question a joke? What?
See him die or be dead?
I'm not going to have to see him actually die or see him being dead. Right, one way or the other, either way. You see him die, you see him being dead. But they have to, shouldn't the Eidus L'Kiyume to see that he's dead? If the only people who saw him dead are his relatives, the Apostle Eidus, and they buried him, so then it shouldn't work. Now, the Kasha seems to be a ridiculous question. Why? I think it's a ridiculous question, right? Why? No, Ellie, what'd you tell me? Why is it a ridiculous question? Yeah, it's a metzias. A get, you could say, if you don't look at the get, it's not a get. If you don't see a kedusha, that's not a kedusha. Yeah, that makes sense. Being dead, if you don't look at him, he's not dead. What does that mean? It's a metzias. If a man is dead, he's dead. By get, you could say, if there's no edus at the get, that's not a get. That's not what the Gittaira calls a get. Just like, if you didn't write the right words, it's not a get. If you don't have edus, it's not a get. It's a technical thing. No, it's not. Writing a get is a halachic instrument. Which, if it's missing one part of it, it's not a get. It sounds ridiculous to say that misa is not considered misa. There's no way. It's just because misa is a what? If you're questioning is he dead or isn't he dead, then I could hear you need Eidus for a raya that he's dead. But Eidus raya you might need, but Eidus l'kiyume. But to say that if there are no Eidus l'kiyume, you don't need, because if this woman saw that he's dead and the man saw he's dead, so they can marry each other. They don't have to bring Eidus as a proof. They know. If you need Eidus l'kiyume, then you're going to need two Eidus that can go in front of Bezin and say he's dead. But it's ridiculous to require it, because see, kedushin is a technical thing. If the Torah wouldn't have said kedushin, there would be no such thing. Kedushin is a technical idea that a man gives a woman a ring and he says, "Harei mekudeshes." There's something that's needed to be seen. Death is ma'akir because it's death. The truth is that Rav Shimon says this. I'll tell you the way Rav Shimon says it. Rav Shimon says you never need edus l'kiyume for a metzias. Never. Not by get, not by kedushin, and not by misa. Why do you need edus l'kiyume by get and kedushin? Because since get and kedushin require the das, the kavana of the people in play, since it requires the das of the ish and the isha by a kedushin, the das of the ish by a get, requires das, the Eidus have to know, they have to be able to say that he gave L'Shem Kedushin and she accepted L'Shem Kedushin. The job of the Eidus, L'Kiyume, is not to tell us the Metzias. It's to tell us the intent of the people doing it. Their intention was L'Shem Kedushin. That's the job of the Eidus to say. Why? The Eidus have to hear the Hariyat. They have to know exactly what took place. So Reb Shimon, his Yisayid, the Yisayid he's buying, is that Eidus L'Kiyume you never need for a Metzias. All you needed is for the Kavana of the Mekadish and the Mekudeshes, or the Kavan of the person giving the get. Now, back when we learned Shava Pruta B'Madai, Rav Moshe said, and it was in Eid Behuda also, that if the Edim who saw the Kedusha, they see a man giving a woman whatever, a little tchotchke for a Kedusha, it doesn't dawn on them that it might be worth a Pruta. They're for sure it's not worth a Pruta in their mind. So Eid Behuda, Rav Moshe said, it's not a Kedusha, even if it is worth a Pruta B'Madai. Because you don't have Edis that it's worth a Pruta. If the Edim don't, if them is so big, it could be a Kedusha. But if the Edim are certain that it's not worth a Pruta, even if in Madai it is, they said it's not a Kedusha. The Reb Shimon holds that it's not true. Because that's a Metzias. Is it worth a Pruta, not worth a Pruta? Edim don't have to know. That's a Metzias. They don't have to know the Metzias. Bezalel will figure it out. The Edim only have to know that he meant the L'shem Kedushin, she meant the L'shem Kedushin, and that's it. Was it worth a Pruta or not? That's Bezin's job. It's a Metzias. Rav Shimon's insight is that Edis L'kiyume don't have to know the Metzias. Metzias Bezin can figure out. Right? Like the mashal I gave you, we had this numerous times. That if the Edim see a man give a woman Kedushin, the Edim don't have to know that she's not his brother. Right? If she's his brother, it's not a Kedushin. If she's his sister, it's not a Kedushin. A Kedushin Tyson, but they don't have to know it. That's a Metzias. That's for Bezin to figure out. They just have to see the mice. The Shimon holds that anything that's a physical fact, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume is to know their Kavana, and that's that.
According to that, why did...
And Shimon's Rai is from this.
Why do I have to see the mice at all? Let him just see that she has a ring in her hand. And you know that he meant to give her that ring, and she went to get the tradition. What if it's the mice tradition? Let him put it down on the table.
He's saying that could be a Metzias who gave it. He's saying that could be a Metzias who gave it. But the thing, I don't know, it's a shy for them to know that his kavanah was a shame kedushin if they don't know he gave a kedushin.
But they didn't see him handing, putting the ring on her finger. They saw all of them, they saw him, they were holding the ring, and they saw her 2 minutes later with the ring on her finger.
So in Achinami, that clear whether it's good enough. In Achinami, according to Reb Shimon, it would be good enough. I mean, you see, the thing is, it's kamat minanimna, because they have to know he meant kedushin b'shas the kedushin. So if they don't know when the shas kedushin, the chayek, if they blink, someone blocked them at the second that the ring went on. So maybe Achinami, Reb Shimon. You know, we're coming to the end of the road with Kedushin. By the beginning of next week, we're going to get up to the next Mishnah. And this whole idea of what the Edom have to see, what they don't have to see, this is probably the last time you're going to hear it from me, in this Masechta at least. Can you hear yet, even by Yevid Ivri, Yevid Kanani. But these Kedushin dikah things, which we had so many times, the question, complicated question, what did the Edom have to see? And this is probably the last time we're going to have it, yeah. The question was, if the reason that you need Eitz L'Kiyume is because it affects the rest of the world, so death also affects the rest of the world. You need Eitz L'Kiyume. Well, actually, if the man and woman both see him die, just then they can marry each other.
You don't need one Eid.
Yeah, but it's not Eidus L'Kiyume, it's just Eidus to prove it the best.
But what we're trying to do is that we should know that the husband is dead.
Well, she knows she doesn't need Eidus. If she saw him die, she can remarry. She doesn't need witnesses.
So, I'm sure
the question is, look at his lashon, it didn't dawn on me to think if it's just me, so after.
After.
Even after. Yeah. If your relatives are not Eidus, they're not Eidus Raya, they're not Eidus Kiyume. But the relative himself, if he knows, he can do whatever he knows. He knows she's dead.
They can't speak of your relatives to him, though, right? They can't just give her relatives to
him. Okay, there's one other nekuda here in the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Gemara had a havamina that there's an Isser Asay even after Mises Habal. Which Asay? So Rashi said, Alav Habam Chal Asay, Rashi brought the Yatzav Haisa. But Taisis, the Kuliyam of Asay, in the first three lines, Taisis says a Chiddush. Says, which, if you hold Mises Habal, it's not Matir. Which Asay is there against marrying her? Sounds like a very innocent taisvis. V'davak b'ishtay v'lay b'ishas chaveri. What is v'davak b'ishtay? Tesla kuliyama. So it says the isra say of a married woman is v'davak b'ishtay. What's v'davak b'ishtay? That's by one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. One of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, you know, is nus, eishas ish. From where do we learn it from? So we dash of a davak beishtay v'loy beishas chaveri. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam already that the davak beishtay, you have to marry your wife v'loy beishas chaveri. Now hold up. Now the davak beishtay, which ishtay are we talking about by b'nei nayach? Kedushin, nesuin? No. By goyim, there's no kedushin, there's no nesuin. What's the davak beishtay by a guy? If they set up home together and they live together as husband and wife, that's ishtay by a guy. Now poshit, that's only by a guy. By yid, we have a new parasha, kedushin nesuin, and then there's an issei shesish. What would be if a man and woman set up home as husband and wife without kedushin? Is there any issei shesish on a yid being boiled this woman? Get a question. A husband and wife, this happens all over America, right? You have Friday, husband and wife, they set up home as husband and wife, right? They go to the county clerk, and the county clerk declares them husband and wife. They say, I do. And they're married. Is she an Eishas Ish in Halacha? Huh? Is she an Eishas Ish? If the thing is that Rav Paiskim hold that she's not an Eishas Ish because she never had Kedushin. She never had Kesar Shtar Aviyah in front of Eden. So Rav Paiskim hold that she doesn't need a get. But not the Shem Kedushin. And there's no Einod Mashav Yasav Yiznos because they don't know anything about it. So what's called nisuim es rachiyim, a marriage, a secular marriage, like most paiskim hold, a secular marriage is not a marriage, and without a get, it's okay. There are plenty of women today who are married to a man, secular marriage, and then they separated, they did a civil divorce, and then she married again, and she had a child. Is the child a mamzer? So most Paiskim today hold that there's no Shiloh Mamzeris because the first marriage was no Kedushin, so you don't need a get. Taisa's Shita appears to be not that way. Taisa says, V'davak b'ishtay v'leveshas chaveri, that there's a din of V'davak b'ishtay and Yidin also, which was the opinion of Rav Henkin, that even a civil marriage, if they live as husband and wife, the civil marriage is nothing. They go to the county clerk and says, I declare you here husband and wife, and on the way home they get into a fight, and then they each goes his own way. So that's not a marriage. It's not what the county clerk said. It's the fact that they set up home and live together as husband and wife that makes them ishvi isha, and they need a get, according to Rav Henkin. And the Dina Machusa doesn't insist that it be a halachic marriage. It only insists that it be a second marriage. But the Yom HaChusa doesn't say you need a get, right? It just says the civil. So the what? So it could be this whole Tais is only to have Amina, Lukuliyama Basay. Now, if you're Amis, I think the Ragachov, the Tzofnes Paneach, brings this as a raya that you should need. You should need a get. You see, there he doesn't even give her a ring. He doesn't even give her shapruta. He just says I do, and she says I do, and they marry. So it's not kiddushin. Kiddushin, you need asukah b'sinyan, you need shemesh shapruta mada, you need amira. But what that is v'davak b'ishta. It's just it's not kiddushin. It's not nesuin. It's a civil marriage. Does civil marriage have any weight in halacha? That's not v'davak b'ishtai. It's not what it says in the Torah. V'davak b'ishtai means v'davak b'ishtai, where it's talking about in Bereishis Parashas. Perhaps. We're going to have later. There's a Hamakna later in the Perek who says by Yefas Toyar, when a Yid is allowed to marry Yefas Toyar, what's the dinner she's Neshes Ish? So the Gemara brings a Riboy. So the Hamakna says, why do I need a Riboy? What does it mean? Yefas Toyar is a guy. So why do I mean she's Neshes Ish? How could a guy be Neshes Ish? So he says, this Tysus. That the davak b'ishtai applies to yidden too. That yidden have to respect a guy who's an eishes ish and a guyisha davak b'ishtai. So la halacha she's an eishes ish. So I need a pasuk by ifas taya that you can marry her, but pashtu she's an eishes ish, you can't marry her because what?
It's separating
now.
Right.
Well, they're being separated forcibly. Someone's kidnapping her. Okay, the mice. I don't know by goyim what the halacha of get is by a guy. If they're married, she gets kidnapped for a week. So that means they're not married anymore. So I'm a star. Well, it's as permanent as until she escapes. You know, if you kill her husband, there's no problem. You can marry her. That was Paris' idea, right? Okay, let's see another piece of Gemara. If you have a chance when you're making a Leini Vaita, make sure you learn the Tosis Kasha and Tosis Lekuliyama, because it's going to be shy after the Gemara Sunday on Daf Yadalad. Tosis Kasha, I think there's an obvious problem with Tosis Kasha, and we'll see when we get Yitzhak Shem to Yadalad. Yavama Niktis Bebiya. So now we have an Amid where either we can learn how to speak out all the Mefarshim Masechtas Yavamis and spend the rest of the year on Daf Yadalad and Aleph. We could do what everybody else did, the Shul and the Makna and the Atmos Yosef, and just go through it basically, quickly. A little salt and pepper maybe we could use, but I can spend a lot of time on it. Vayavama Niknas Bebiya. Yavama, you all know, could be kind of only with Bia. Bebiya Menalan Amakra. Yavama Yavay Aleh, Lekach Alei Le'isham, Fesha Pasik, Yavay Aleh. Ve'ema Lekula Melsa Keisha. Maybe she should be Ki'isha entirely. What does that mean, entirely? So Rashi says it means that Kesef Shtar and Bia should be Kaina by Yavama. Why Kesef Shtar and Bia should be Kaina? Because it's Iska Shavayas Ladadi. They're all the same. So Bia works. Let Kesef Shtar work. More like Sakadai, Tatanya. Yachi Ye Kesef Shtar Goymrim Ba Kedar should be a Gemeres Ba. What does Gemeres mean? Gemeres means condition and nesuin, right? Gemer, it's complete. So I would think that just like Bia is complete, the same as Kesef Shtar is complete. Tamen Leima Yavama Bia Gemeres Ba Vein Kesef Shtar Gemer Ba. Bia is Gemer, Kesef Shtar not Gemer. So Pnei Shua asks, okay, you have a lima, Kesef Shtar is not Gemer. Maybe Kesef Shtar is Maskel. Maybe you could do kedusha without nesuin. We have a lima that Kesef Shtar can't do nesuin. All right, can't do nesuin by Yava, but maybe you could do kedushin. The limit is only bia gemeres v'kesef shtar gemerim. Maybe if you give if the brother-in-law gives the yavama hariat mukadesh, just maybe it should be a good kesef shtar. Maybe it should be good kedushin. What? you don't need it. You taka don't need it. There's no question. But maybe if you do erisin, it'll prevent others from marrying, any other brother from marrying her. Maybe kedushin is typhus. She has a dinashis ish. If someone's bayil, he'll be chayav misa. So he says, v'yesh li yashef. Doesn't say a teretz. Stama, the teretz is that we have a rule, ain kedushin typhusin b'surei karas, barayas. Kedushin on a typhus, if someone gives kedushin to his brother-in-law, his sister-in-law, she can't marry his sister-in-law. There's no kedushin on a sister-in-law. So of course there's no kedushin by the sister-in-law. What is there by a sister-in-law? Yibum. The Torah says you can't marry a sister-in-law. If a husband dies without children, there's a mitzvah of yibum. If you do yibum, so you can be married to her through yibum. So the Gemara says, I have a mean, a keser shtar can do yibum. But if keser shtar can't do yibum, you're going to start asking, well, maybe keser shtar can do kedushin. In kedushin. Kedushin is not a mitzvah of yibum. If it's not a mitzvah of yibum, then kedushin types in by your relatives. And this is your relative, so in kedushin types in by. So Mimele, there's no kedushin. The Havamina was only that maybe keser shtar gaimrim ba could do yibum. Okay, so for that I need a pasuk. What? How would what work? Maim is a drabbanon. Maim is in the drabbanon, except like a shamai. Maim is a drabbanon. Maim is a tairis no maim. So the Gemara, v'aima mai v'yabma debal karcha miyabim. Maybe comes to teach us a different limud. So Gemara says no. And ken leim akrav yavam mai v'yabma shemam in atarati. All right. So we learn two things. We learned that biyav alekes b'shtar, and we learned bal karcha. All right. So that's the first thing about a yavam, that she's nicknas b'biyah. Second thing, how does she go out? So Yavam goes out. Yavama goes out two ways. Chalitza misabal. So the Gemara bechalitza minalon. Diksev v'nikrish may be Yisrael beis chalutz anal. What does that mean? Kimi shachalas banal huchalachal Yisrael. Why does it mean nikrish may be Yisrael? He's called be Yisrael among Jews. It means he's called among Jews that he's allowed to marry. That she's allowed to marry Jews, any Jew she wants. Hay Yisrael hachiyudasa. And that's what that pasuk comes for. It comes for something else. The bailek the tani of Shmuel bar Yehuda, be Yisrael, but beznes she Yisrael, v'lay be beznes shalay v'kechava. That you need a bezdin of yidden, not a bezdin of goyim. Now, obviously, there's no havamina bezdin of goyim. So the kirsa on the side is be beznes shal gerim. I would think you could do it in a beznes shal gerim. So that's why it says be Yisrael. What's the problem with a beznes shal gerim? So you have to know, for dinei mominis, a beznes shel gerim is kasher. For dinei nefashis, a beznes shel gerim is pasul. There's a din that any position in Klal Yisrael of authority needs min hamayuchas shel Yisrael. We learn out of the pasuk by a melech that the pasuk says that when you set up a melech, it has to be mitaychach bekerav achecha, tosim alecha melech bekerav achecha. From there, we learn that kol sinais shata meisim, any position of authority must be a miyuchas, must be somebody who is not a ger, but somebody who has a yichas yisrael mekerav achecha. And from there, we learn to din in the fashis, we learn to any position. Any position that they had in Klal Yisrael, a shayfet, a shayter, any positions, a chumas, a rajba, a chazan. A chazan, I don't mean like today, you just send someone up, an official chazan, if he has a din of authority in Klal Yisrael. It's a funny thing, it's amusing. The rajba writes in the tshuva, the way I remember, that a chazan is considered a position of authority because he can keep the people in shul as long as he wants. So he has control over them, so in Eila it's a position of authority. But that's the halacha. The halacha is the gabbai tzedakah had to have yichus, and the people in charge are giving out the water. It's all in the first parak of Bava Basra. The Gemara says all the positions. So the question now is what? Dinei mamin is what you're makabel on your dinei mamin. Mamin is those who can force. You're right. But if you accept the bezin upon yourself, any bezin for dinei mamin is good. Dinei fashis, which is always kafia, is not. The shaila is what about dinei a bezin of chalitza? Is a bezin of chalitza a position of sima? It's not a position of sima. So what's the Gemara here saying? That no, it's pasul mishal geir. But the Ritva asks that really a bezin of chalitza also should be from the parsha of Melech, because you force the woman to accept chalitza, and you force the man to give chalitza. We'll talk in a few minutes if you mean really kaifa. The Ritva learns that really that a ger is possible, I would know from the parsha of Mikarev Achecha. This Gemara is mechadish that you need that the mother and father should be Israel. That both sides should be Israel. It's not enough that the mother was Israel and he's not a ger. But be that as it may, that's the how the Ritva plugs it into the klal, and the klal you should know. Anyway, the Gemara answers Trem Yisrael Ksiv. Vakati Mabayale, look at the Tanya. I still need Yisrael for something else. I'm a Yehuda. One time we were sitting in front of Tarfin, and we were sitting there, and this person did chalitza, and he told us, "Anu kulchem ve'imru chalitza nal." So we see that the people call out chalitza nal. That is an extra pasuk into Shmai be Yisrael. Because to have a nikra shmai, I would have known that you call that chalitza now. It says be Yisrael, so that I use for a drasha that mutter be Yisrael. Period. That's the end of this parasha. Right, I'd like to share with you an issue by chalitza, and it seems this gemara would be a raya, a kler in bine chalitza. A siyum in Arsh in a different shul, rather, but a friend of mine gives a daf yomi there. They made a siyum on Seder Mayid, and they started Seder Nashim. So I gave a psicha shir on Yavamis, or I didn't give a shir. So I gave a shir on the following topic of chalitza, which is found in many, many achrayim. Mustam the Arishayim will talk about, I'm not aware, I'm aware of achrayim. They clare by chalitza. What is chalitza? Is chalitza, what is the purpose of chalitza? Is chalitza a matir? A matir, a way to make something mutter. Like hagolo, kashering. You have a treifa pot, you want to use it, you kasher it. Kashering it makes it into a kasher pot. So you have a lady, she wants to get married, brother-in-law doesn't want to marry her. So you have to kasher her. So you do chalitza, it's a matir, it kashers her. Or is chalitza a maisa mitzvah? Maybe chalitza, it's a mitzvah sasei. Just like you have a mitzvah to bring a carbon taida, you have to bring a carbon. You have a mitzvah to chalitza, it's a mitzvah sasei, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. That if you found under this and this circumstance, do chalitza. It's a maisa ha-mitzvah. It's one of the Torah mitzvahs. My nafkamina, it's a nafkamina, if it's a matir or if it's a mitzvah. One nafkamina should be if you make a bracha, nachinami. What? Then you have to be so morbid. She's about to die. Who's about to die? I'm sorry. That would be a nafkamina. If he's about to die anyway, if he's going to die anyway by tomorrow. So should he bother doing chalitza? He's going to be matel with Misa Sayavam anyway. Okay, a more common nafkamina is if you have a woman, a 75-year-old woman whose husband died without kids. She's not about to start dating anyway. She has no intention of remarrying. Should she do chalitza? Should he do chalitza with her? You know, the Rav tells him, chalitza. He says, what do I need chalitza for? I'm not going to get married again. If chalitza is a matir, she only do chalitza if she wants to have a possibility of remarrying. It's like hagola, kashering a pot. If you have a pot that's treif, if you plan to use it, you kasher it. If you plan to throw it in the garbage, you don't kasher it before you throw it away. Just throw it away. Same thing. If a woman doesn't plan to remarry, if it's a matir, she doesn't need the heter, there's no problem. If you hold that it's a mitzvah, so then it's a mitzvah. What's the difference if she plans to remarry? She has a unique opportunity to do a mitzvah. Most Yidden don't get the opportunity. So he and her have now a disability to do a mitzvah that very few people do. The other nafkamina would be Zrizim Magdimim L'Mitzvahs. You try to do it as quickly as possible. Or say, no inyan of Zrizim. Or there's a rule, Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilais Chavilais. If you have, you ever had a bris of twins, they don't bring in both twins and do the bris bang bang one after the other. They bring in one baby, they do the bris, take out the baby, they bring in the new one. What about chalitza? For Rav has to do two chalitzas, there are two, he has two couples, call them both in and do the chalitza simultaneously. If it's a matir, so you could do it, just like when you kasher, if you have to kasher a set of silverware, you don't kasher one and then kasher the other, you do it all at once. So if chalitza is like kashering, so then you could do all the chalitzas at once, call them in and give them instructions at the same time. If it's a mitzvah, so we have a rule, ain't ois a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. We want to show like a mitzvah is a burden. We give each mitzvah its own covet, and we do it separately. So if it's a mitzvah, you have to do it separately. If it's a matir, so then you could do it together. So these are numerous nafkaminas in this klar. The shita of the Chacham Tzvi is the first tshuva, I believe, in Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, in the Chacham Sofer, is that chalitza is a matir only. It's just a matir. The case the Chacham Tzvi had was a woman who was a katlonis. A katlonis is a woman that was widowed two times. She married once, her husband died. She married again, her husband died. So now she doesn't marry again. Katlanis doesn't remarry. So the Chacham Tzvi said, you don't have to tell her to do chalitza. She can't remarry anyhow. So being that she can't remarry anyhow, so she doesn't do chalitza. There's a raya to this from a Gemara in the second parak of Sanhedrin. The Gemara said, the Mishnah actually says, Eishes Melech in Chaltzim. If a king dies without children, you don't do chalitza to Eishes Melech, to the wife of the king. Why not? I said, when I learned the Mishnah, it wouldn't bother. I could say maybe it's a bazillion to do chalitza. But Rashi says, Eishes Melech in Chaltzim, Rashi says, B'mnei Sha'asura Li Nasei, because she can't remarry anyway. The wife of a king is not allowed to marry anybody else. So Mimela, you don't do chalitza. It's a raya that Rashi learned. Why don't you do it? If it's a mitzvah, let her do the mitzvah. So it seems to be a raya that chalitza is just a matir. So the Chacham Tzvi, some Sefer, Yisrael Chanan passed in the same way in the Shalas Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak. Seems a lot of paiskim hold that it's only a matir. Why? Why does he have a mitzvah? If you can think of a reason, you have a good teretz. There's a reason, you're right. Why? So therefore... Oh, okay, good. Okay. What? A king, it's a sharvich, a mishtamish by melech, lo yishtamish by no one else can mishtamish, with the shabita shel melech. I don't think it's a lav, but it's just a deraisa. I'm not sure if we would learn it. It's din of Kavod HaMelech. It's probably Nichlal in the parsha of Saim Tassim. I don't think it's a Rayas quite. It's a Typhus. I don't think the big Leichem against the Sheet is the Netziv. The Netziv in Hamik Shailen, in his most famous Sefer, Hamik Shailen, Simen Kufnan Dalet, he brings a number of Rayas Beruris that it's a mitzvah. I'll tell you a few of them. He holds it's a mitzvah and you have to do it no matter what. And I think that's the Minhag HaOlam, by the way, is like the Netziv, that you do it. One raya he has is the Gemara later in Sanhedrin says that a melech himself does chalitza. A melech does chalitza. In other words, if the melech's brother died with our kids, then the melech does chalitza. And the Gemara says, we don't take the melech to Bezdin. The Gemara says, mitzvah shani. The Gemara says the words, mitzvah shani. It's mashma pretty clearly that it's a mitzvah.
It's
what?
To her. It's
So you can be so in Sivrite, you could say maybe the what? I don't think he does Yibum. I don't remember why. Oh no, he's never allowed to marry. Sharbich is Shtamish by Hedi, Shtamish by Melech, and Melech never knew. So he says you could be Matri. He says mitzvah means a mitzvah that you shouldn't be magging this girl. Maybe mitzvah means she's not allowed to marry. So he says, but it's not true because we never doich a kavod haMelech for a kavod of a yachid. We never doich the kavod haMelech that you should go to the Bezdin for kavod of a yachid. The second raya is another Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, if two people have a din Torah, whose city do you go to? Who goes to the city? And you and I have a din Torah. One of us lives in Brooklyn, one of us lives in Muncie. So I say, you come to my Bezdin, you say, go to my Bezdin. So what's the answer? Which Bezdin? You know? The Teveya has to go to the Nitva. The Teveya, the one who's demanding money, the Gemara says, Man Dekoyevle, the one who it hurts him, he has to go after he has to go to the doctor. So the one who's a Teveya goes to the Nitva. The one who gains goes to the Nitva. The Gemara says, by Chalitza, who goes to who? So the Gemara darshins a Pasuk, Ziknei Irai. Pasuk Ziknei Irai. The elders of his town, Irai V'lai Ira, that she goes to him. Frekta Nitziv, if Chalitza is just a matir, so of course she goes to his town. You don't need a pasuk. Mandekoevle, the one who needs a heter, she's the Teveya. She says, give me Chalitza. She's the one that needs it. Why do I need a pasuk that you go to his town? Must be because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on both of them equally. If it's a mitzvah on both of them equally, so you can clear who goes to who. So the Zekanei Rai says you go to him.
Even if it's a mitzvah, does it mean that it's a mitzvah on
both of them? Sure. What? What?
Yeah.
Yes. That's my understanding. For sure it's a mitzvah. You remember differently after Shami. That's the second Rai, yeah? Yibum is one of the terms. So the question is, if Chalitza, does it have to be a separate mitzvah? Is it all dichlal in the one mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza? In the Brichas Avraham, he brings B'Shem Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim Briska also said it's a mitzvah. And Reb Chaim said it's a Mishnah. There's a perek in Yevamis, perek mitzvah Chalitza. Mishnah says mitzvah chalitza begimel dayanim. So Reb Chaim said, why is it mitzvah chalitza? Why is it chalitza? It's a Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza. And al kulam the Nitziv brings a Beis Yosef. In Siman Kuf Samachay, Beis Yosef says that if the man doesn't want to do chalitza, Bezdin forces him. And the lashon of the Beis Yosef is kaifin ala chalitza, maishna mishar mitzvahs. Why should it be any less than any other mitzvah? That will kaifin on mitzvahs, and if it kaifin on mitzvahs, then you should be kaifin on this mitzvah too. So the Nitziv has pretty strong rayas, although it's hard to fight with the Chasam Sefer and the Chacham Tzvi and the Ein Yitzchak. But he has some strong rayas. What about the Chassam Sefer's raya from the wife of the king? Chassam Sefer brought a raya because the wife of the king doesn't do chalitza. There's no chalitza for the wife of the king. Rashi said, "B'mnei she'asur li nasei." That was the Chassam Sefer's raya that it's a matir. It's a raya that it's a matir. So the Teretz is not a strong raya. Because there's a rule by chalitza that kol she'ene oyla liyibum ena oyla chalitza. Anybody who can't do yibum can't do chalitza. Let's say somebody's own sister forced him to yibum, or his niece forced him, or his daughter, not his niece, his daughter forced him to yibum. Can't be mi'abim his daughter, he doesn't do chalitza either. Kol she'ene oyla liyibum ena oyla chalitza. One parasha, yibum chalitza. If you can't do yibum, you know the chalitza. So it could be Rashi means, why is there no chalitza by the king's wife? Because what? I mean, Rashi says nase. So Rashi should have said neshasurli yabe. Okay.
The
lashon is takamashma. all your farmers you keep on having kol shena liyiba meina lelecha. All right. Maybe because Rashi was in the Sefer Sanhedrin, he was coming. You're right. Rashi Lashon would have been better the other way.
Maybe the same way even with Beis Arai is a brother.
No, but it's not. That we know. Even Chayde Lavin is not. That's Dav Chofa with Beis and Anyway, this is like I said, a Yavamis Kler. There are a lot of sugis in Yavamis. There are other sugis. I just tried to pick the easier ones that are not involved. But there's a Gemara uses a lashon chalitza, but makim yibum ain't a mitzvah. The Gemara says, at least by one Tana, that's preferable to do yibum and a chalitza. Gemara uses the lashon chalitza, but makim yibum ain't a mitzvah. It's mashma. Which way? Mashma is a mitzvah. It's just if you can do yibum is a bigger mitzvah. But anyway, this is a kler that's nageya to many places in the sechtes. In Sechtes Yevamis, the Birchas Avraham and Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis has a Arichus on it. He brings other rayas. When I learned this Gemara, look at the first line, B'chalitza Menala. Just still there, B'chalitza Menala. What does Menala mean? Chalitza Menala. Take Chumish. What does the Parshas Kisei say? It's a Parsha in the Torah. It's not like Kedusha Kesef Menala. No, I learned how to say Ephraim. Chalitza minala. Chalitza minala. It's a parasha of the Torah. Chalitza minala. It's a whole parasha. It says what you do. Chalitza minala. Right? It is all. What do you mean chalitza minala? So what does the Gemara mean? So Rashi says it means chalitza minala de materas. The Gnase. Chalitza minala means if you do chalitza, how do you know if the chalitza she's allowed to remarry? How do you know if the chalitza can do marriage? Maybe not. How do you know she's wanted to marry people? Now that kasha does not make sense, l'chayra, according to the Chassam Sefer and the Chacham Tzvi. If the whole chalitza is a matir, so chalitza minola, and how do you know if the chalitza she could marry? Of course she could marry. What else? Why else are you doing chalitza? If chalitza is only a matir, so then what's pshat chalitza minola? Now if you learn like the Netziv, that chalitza is a mitzvah. It's very good. Chalitza minala. Chalitza is a mitzvah. You do it all, it's a mitzvah. How do you know it's matter to marry? Oh, I need a pasuk. It's very gishmak. But according to some cipher in the Chacham Tzvi, that the whole chalitza is for the purpose of being a matir, what's the kasha chalitza minala? As a matter of fact, if you look in Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying like the nitziv. Chalitza minala, and Rashi says minala and the chalutza muteres lina. Say dilma mitzvah chalitza he deram rachman Allah ulo elu mishtaria. Maybe it's just a mitzvah and there's no heter. So the chayra, this gemara, chalitza minala, seems to be, it's a good raya. I don't see that they bring this raya. If anything seems to hold that it is a mitzvah. Oh. So I attacked Esther Weinberg this morning. It bothered me that, you know, if it's one sefer and it doesn't bring a raya is one thing, but you have so many svarim talk about this, why don't they bring enough in a raya? So I asked him. Rather, he told me that he had an aunt who had this shaila, an older lady whose husband died, didn't have children, she was already infirm, her mind was good, but she wasn't able to get around. She had one brother in Eretz Yisrael, and they had this whole nida in whether the brother should come here to do chalitza. And the brother himself, as a rav, decided to come, but he was also, the doctor told him he can't fly, he was also an old man, not well, and they didn't do chalitza because it was a question of sakana for him to travel. But what? Oh, that's if he's not willing to go. He's allowed to go to her. She couldn't travel to him. So the question is, chalitza yidei shliach? Why he didn't do it? But anyway, I asked him, what's with this raya? He said, like Yankee's saying, that maybe that's only the havamina. Chalitza minola. Hey, your chalitza is a matir. Maybe it's just a mitzvah. And not a matir. If the Gemara is terrorist, the Gemara is saying, no, it's a matir. and now you don't have to say it's a mitzvah. So it's a matter, not a mitzvah. Mehecha tasty, the Gemara is having charata from saying it's a mitzvah. It's not so good. But maybe that's how the others learned. The Chassam Sefer would have learned up this Gemara. It would be nice if we could have the Chassam Sefer here, give him a call, and ask him how he learned the Gemara. Mashiach will come. Well, if we remember that we had the Shurikai and the Chassam Sefer here, we'll ask him how he learned it. And he'll probably tell us, why didn't you look in my Sefer on Yavamis somewhere where he missed some of the answers. Okay, Mr. Sayavam, we're going to do on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Obviously, we're getting close. Just try to cover ground to get to the next Mishnah.